So we've heard of this superhero, Batman. Batman is extremely iconic nowadays because you see him on absolutely everything. You see him on shirts. You see him on TV. You see him in animated shows. You see him in the movies. He's such a iconic superhero, and that term may bug you because doesn't have any powers, but he's still a superhero. He's a really interesting character because as a kid, his parents are killed, murdered, and he grows up with a rich fortune and business and Alfred the butler to help him through life, and as he grows older, he's trying to find his way, and he ends up becoming Batman, using the idea of a bat as a symbol of fear for criminals and for anybody that does wrong. And so it's really interesting because you see some people just fall in love with Batman in the real world. I like Batman. I like the video games and all of that. And I think he's just such an interesting character. But what I think is really interesting is his show or his story is based around criminals holding people in fear. They do things wrong, and they do it none other than to create chaos. Two-Face, he only does things out of justice. He wants revenge on everything, and so he ultimately is just creating chaos out of that. Joker, there's never really a motive for Joker. But the one I want to look at right now is Scarecrow. Batman and Scarecrow have a really interesting relationship because Scarecrow's basis of his attacks are all fear-based. It's spraying gas, making you your brain hallucinate your worst fear, while Batman is beating him using the symbol of a bat, which was something he was afraid of when he was a child, and now he uses it to strike fear into the hearts of criminals. And I really think the idea of fear is really interesting. I think in nowadays in our culture, we see a heightened sense of a mental illness. We see whether it's because of social media or different forums that allows a bigger awareness of these mental illness issues, we see a greater awareness of it. And fear is one of these things, and fear can be a thing that triggers anxiety in people. And the Bible talks about fear. It talks about it in multiple areas. And my question, real quick, is what is something that you were afraid of when you were little? Was it the darkness? Was it heights? Was it fear of spiders or snakes? I know for me, I've had moments where I was afraid of things. I never really liked the dark. If I couldn't see what was there, I didn't really enjoy it. And then my question is, what are you afraid of now? How has that grown? Are you no longer afraid of those things, and now are you afraid of something else? Maybe it's speaking in front of people. Maybe it's the going into a new arena. It's just crippling. You can't sleep the night before. You can't. You're just having a hard time, and it's creating anxiety inside of you. Well, the Bible addresses fear. And first, I'm going to look at two passages, and then I'm going to talk about a letter that Paul wrote to Timothy. But first, let's look at Luke 8 and verse 22. It says, one day he got into a boat, this is Jesus, with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they set out, and as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said to them, Where is your faith? And they were afraid. And they marveled, saying to one another, Who then is this, that he commands even winds and water, and they obey him? You see a key thing there, that the disciples were afraid. They saw the water. Now, granted, some of these were fishermen, and they get out there, and this is probably a time that they, if they saw the storm coming, they just stay on the shore. This has freaked them out. Yet, even it's funny that they're familiar with it, yet they were still afraid. And then we'll look at John 6:16. It says, When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were frightened. But he said to them, It is I, do not be afraid. Then they were glad to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. It's intriguing because you see, even in this, they were frightened. And Jesus' response is, do not be afraid. It is I. What we see here is Jesus is instilling in his disciples that fear is not of him. And when you're with him, you shouldn't be afraid. Things are going to happen, but you shouldn't be afraid. Fear is paralyzing. It's crippling. It holds you still, and Jesus is wanting us to move forward. And it's so interesting whenever he says in Luke 8 about the storm, he says, Where is your faith? He's addressing, why are you afraid when I'm with you? See, when we look at 2 Timothy, he in chapter 1, Paul's writing to Timothy about the idea of living for and sharing the gospel. This is something that is priority one in our walk with Christ. We love God and we love people, and we do both by sharing the gospel. And in doing this, he says this in verse 7. He says, For God gave us a spirit. So we recognize that God gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us a spirit. And it says this, not of fear. It's not the idea of being afraid. So it's not like he gave us a spirit, but it's not a fear at all. It's not, that doesn't even enter the equation when it comes to the Holy Spirit. It says, but of power and love and self-control. The spirit that he gives us is of power. We have a powerful spirit inside us, and we have a loving spirit inside us, and we have a spirit of self-control that he has given us. One spirit that contains those three things, and it does not contain fear. So where does that leave us? Well, it leaves us with the knowledge that fear is not of God. Fear is not something that we should be harboring in our hearts. It should not be making it a habit. Fear is crippling. Fear is paralyzing. And God knowing that Jesus is, or us knowing that Jesus is with us, we should not allow fear to stop us from sharing the gospel, for putting ourselves out there with sharing our hearts to people, because Jesus wants us to do that. Fear is not of God. And I hope that if you're struggling with a mental illness of fear, I pray for you, because I know that it's not something to be taken lightly. Obviously not, because it's in the Bible. And it's not something that I think you just magically get over. I think Jesus has to help you in this. But he that's why he says, where's your faith? Because he wants you to work on relying on him. He wants, there's multiple times in the Bible where it talks about leaning on the Lord, and he takes away our fear. He takes away our burdens, and we lean on him. We lean on him. Read through the Psalms. It says it constantly where David goes, I leaned on you and you took my fear away. And so that's what we have to do. We have to lean on him and he will take our fear away. But you have to work at it. You have to want it. You have to want to do it and relying on him. He'll take your fear. He will. I've seen it happen. And I've seen where God's worked in people where they've overcome these things through Jesus, because they know that Jesus is the one that helps them. So how are you doing with fear? And I'm not talking about being afraid of spiders. I'm not talking about being afraid of snakes. I'm talking about fear that's crippling, fear that is life paralyzing. And how are you moving forward? My prayer is that you lean on Christ for that.